What if the gap between your current financial reality and your dream life isn't about budgeting harder or earning more, but about seeing clearly? Most financial advice feels like trying to navigate with a broken compass. Technically correct, but practically useless. We're told to save 10%, diversify investments, and plan for retirement, yet these abstract directives rarely connect to what actually matters, the life we want to live. The truth is, your brain can't pursue what it can't see. Without a vivid mental picture of your financial destination, you're essentially driving blind, making random turns, and hoping you'll somehow arrive at prosperity. This explains why two people with identical incomes can end up in completely different financial situations. One creates wealth while the other perpetually struggles, not because of willpower or intelligence, but because of clarity. When you can visualize exactly what you're working toward, not just retirement, but the specific beach house where you'll watch sunsets with grandchildren, not just financial security, but the freedom to volunteer at the animal shelter 3 days a week, your brain fundamentally changes how it processes opportunities and obstacles. This isn't motivational fluff, it's neuroscience meeting practical finance. Your brain's reticular activating system, RAS, filters what you notice. After buying a blue Honda, you suddenly see them everywhere. Not because more exist, but because your RAS now flags them as relevant. Russian scientists discovered Olympic athletes who spent 75% of training on mental visualization outperformed those who trained entirely physically. Brain scans reveal that vividly imagining an action activates the same neural regions as performing it. Create your prosperity picture by dividing a large sheet into four quadrants: sooner/less money, sooner/more money, later/less money, and later/more money. Fill each with specific images and numbers: a $15,000 emergency fund by December 2025, a dream vacation home. Display this where you'll see it daily, training your RAS to spot relevant opportunities. Margaret from New Jersey used detailed vision boards to identify resources others missed during her husband's military career obstacles. Tom visualized his sustainable farming business so specifically that within 2 years, he'd secured the perfect property and financing. This isn't magical thinking. It's deliberately programming your attention to recognize opportunities already present. While visualization engages your creative right brain, your logical left brain needs cold, hard data. Kathleen, a 42-year-old cardiologist, organized her scattered finances and discovered forgotten retirement accounts from three hospitals and inherited IBM stock worth over $500,000. Her disorganization had hidden wealth. Start with brutal honesty. List every asset: checking accounts, retirement plans, real estate, investments, valuables, and every liability: mortgages, student loans, credit cards, car payments. Calculate your net worth by subtracting liabilities from assets. Approximately 1 in 5 American households have negative net worth, but knowing this baseline enables improvement. Patricia, a consultant earning over $400,000, thought she saved 20%, but discovered only 8%, a gap costing hundreds of thousands over time. Rather than creating restrictive budgets that feel punishing, develop a values-based spending plan. If family experiences matter most, allocate generously to travel while reducing spending elsewhere. Track your total savings rate across all vehicles: employer contributions, matching funds, HSAs, personal investments. While 10 to 20% provides a general target, your optimal rate depends on your timeline and lifestyle vision. Diversification means spreading investments across U.S. large cap stocks, small and mid cap companies, international markets, bonds, real estate trusts, and alternatives. Each category responds differently to economic conditions, creating stability through variety. Visualization without action is fantasy. Select one image from your sooner/more money section and answer: what does this cost? When do I need it? Who's involved? What's my first step? Mary, a social worker, wanted a dog and a condo. She adopted Bella from a shelter for $200, with $100 monthly care costs, easily manageable. Her condo required a $40,000 down payment, needing $1,100 monthly savings for 3 years. When her salary fell short, she took a second teaching job. It took 4 years, but she succeeded. Compound interest transforms modest savings into substantial wealth. Without returns, $200 monthly builds to $60,000 after 25 years. With 6% annual returns, it grows to nearly $136,000, more than double. A teenager saving $4,000 annually from summer jobs could accumulate over $200,000 by age 65, or exceed $1 million if contributions continue. Match your investment strategy to your timeline. Goals under 5 years require lower risk vehicles, money market accounts, certificates of deposit, short-term bond funds. For goals 5 or more years away, stocks historically offer superior growth despite volatility. Since 1957, the S&P 500 has averaged over 11% annual returns. Your risk tolerance determines your allocation. Conservative investors prioritize stability, moderate investors balance both, aggressive investors accept volatility for maximum returns. Monica and Ricky aren't extraordinarily wealthy, yet they've saved for their children's education, paid off their mortgage, and positioned themselves for early retirement. Their secret? Supportive financial beliefs and consistent action. They automated savings, lived below their means, and made conscious spending choices. Meanwhile, Cheryl, a marketing consultant, labeled herself incompetent with money and undermined her own stock recommendations that later rose 200%. Her self-doubt cost her family thousands. Dr. Bruce Lipton notes that most subconscious beliefs form before age 6, and we operate from these patterns 95% of the time. Your earliest money memories, first allowance, parents arguing about bills, shaped beliefs that still drive your financial behavior today. To shift limiting beliefs, catch negative money thoughts, ask whether this belief serves your goals, then tell yourself cancel/clear to dismiss it. Practice for 21 days to form new neural pathways. Ellen confronted her limiting belief about gender roles and negotiated a 40% salary increase. Leverage mental accounting by visualizing goals as flower pots on a windowsill, retirement, education, travel, emergency fund. Set automatic transfers, 15% to retirement, 5% to emergency savings, 10% to specific goals. This makes abstract financial goals tangible. Wealthy individuals can experience profound unhappiness, while those with modest means often report high life satisfaction. Our relationship with money, rather than the amount itself, determines financial well-being. Research shows a 10% increase in credit card debt correlates with a 14% increase in depressive symptoms. Gratitude emerges as a powerful, no-cost happiness booster. Focusing on gratitude just 5 minutes daily can reduce stress hormones by 23% and increase happiness more than doubling your income would. Good savers focus on what they're thankful for, while overspenders habitually focus on what they lack. While happiness plateaus around $75,000 annually, how you use money matters more than how much you have. Studies across 136 countries show spending on others creates bigger happiness boosts than personal spending. Create a systematic giving account with automatic transfers starting at 1% to 2% of your income. Families who donate $100 more to charity earn an average of $375 more income that year. Giving increases your feeling of subjective wealth, leading to more productive behaviors and opportunities. True prosperity emerges when you view resources as ways to positively impact the world. Women wield unique power as financial changemakers, with up to $41 trillion in wealth transferring over the next 40 years. Even 10% could eliminate major diseases and address critical social issues. Research shows women business owners reinvest profits in education, family, and community more than their male counterparts. Your generous acts create ripples extending far beyond immediate impact. During the Great Recession, Ellen practiced abundance activism, intentionally leaving each person feeling more optimistic. While others struggled financially, her business grew, demonstrating how giving creates prosperity. keep your prosperity picture prominently displayed to activate your reticular activating system. Incorporate prosperity as a regular habit. Research shows focusing on one habit at a time prevents overload. Form a prosperity circle with like-minded friends for structured meetings discussing financial topics. Your financial future isn't determined by your current bank balance or past mistakes. It's shaped by the clarity of your vision and consistency of your actions. When you combine vivid visualization with practical strategy, supportive beliefs with concrete steps, and personal prosperity with generous impact, you create genuine abundance. Start today. Create your prosperity picture, confront one limiting belief, automate one savings transfer, and commit one act of generosity. Your prosperous life begins right now.